I want you to notice that the shepherds were just common people. And the reason I'm focusing on the shepherds is because, think about this. Why didn't God choose Caesar Augustus to reveal this to? I mean, isn't he the man of the land? Isn't he the important person during that time? Isn't he the king? Or, you know, why not go to the governor? Why not go to some political high leader with a lot of influence? Right? Someone who can turn. I'll tell you why. Because God is concerned with those who are lowly and contrite of spirit. That's why.
Amen.
That's who he's concerned with. In fact, that's who he esteems as being highly exalted in his eyes. So instead of going to the governor, instead of going to the king, instead of going to the Caesar of that day, the richest person in the world, you know, he goes to the lowly shepherds of the field. Think about that. These are, and they're nameless. They're no-namers. No one knows what their names are. They're just lowly shepherds, common people whom he chose to go to. Verse 8 says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. Now, I personally believe that there's certain qualities of the shepherds that made, that basically made them worthy of God choosing them. And one of them is the fact that they were workers. Because the Bible says that they were abiding in the field. What does that mean? It doesn't mean they were just sleeping on the grass or something like that, just hanging out, having a bonfire. Abiding in the field means they were working. Okay? You know, people say, well, I live at my job. You know, they're basically saying they're constantly working, right? Well, here we see that the shepherds were abiding in the field. They're working, and God chose them. Now, it doesn't matter what their names are. It doesn't matter where they're from. What matters to God is the humility, right, of being a shepherd. And it kind of reminds me of the verse where the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. And this should be an encouragement to you and I because of the fact that the Bible tells us that we're made the offscouring of this world. You know, we're hated by people, and people don't really esteem Christians as having any type of valuable position here in this world. We're not really famous in the eyes of the world. In fact, we're like the scum of this world. I mean, people literally, they hate what we believe, they hate us, they hate what we do. And but here's the thing, that makes us qualified to be chosen of God. Amen. For a particular task, because that's exactly who God wants. He says, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world. Amen. So hey, if you don't have any smarts, it's okay. Got low IQ, it's okay. I'm not saying stay that way, but hey, you know, if you have a low IQ, you don't have a lot of knowledge, it says, God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. He says, and base things of this world, the lowest things of this world, and things that are despised hath God chosen, yea, things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Listen to this, that no flesh should glory in his presence. So why would God choose the shepherds? Because when we look at the story, we focus on God more than the shepherds.
Amen.
It's like, why didn't God tell us the name of the shepherds? Because it doesn't matter. Who cares what their names are, right? Whereas if it was like he came to Caesar Augustus, it's like, oh yeah, we know Caesar Augustus. Oh man, God used Caesar Augustus in such a great way. He's such a godly man. You know, who would get all the credit? Caesar Augustus.